Good morning and welcome to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. This morning, live in studio, I have Larry Bickle with me, and we're going to be having a very important conversation about the local emergency management coordinator position, as he is the coordinator for Sandy Township. We're going to do that right after this message. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Community County Services for local family-based mental health.
Lifespan Family Services provides foster care and adoption services. What is foster care? It's supposed to be temporary, with the idea the family will get things back to where they should be and the kids then go home. However, sometimes the parents don't get things back to where they need to be and those kids become available for adoption. LifespanFamilyServices.com, helping build families through foster care and adoption. Call us today, LifespanFamilyServices.com at 814-375-1314.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement. We're live in studio this morning with Larry Bickle. I believe this is going to be a very fascinating conversation, but an extremely, extremely important one. Mr. Larry Bickle, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, Mike, I want to thank you and 106.5 for having me on this morning.
Absolutely, sir. We'll just jump in. You are the local emergency management coordinator for Sandy Township. And I want people to be able to understand that. But before we get into all of that, why don't you tell us who Larry Bickle is and how you became that important position?
Mike, I appreciate it. After 9/11, we decided that we were going to need a little bit of help at our local levels on emergency response. And FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and PEMA, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, drew up a framework to where we could respond at a local level on any incidents that we had. So they developed a local emergency management coordinator position, which is a volunteer position, and each municipality and township in the county of Clearfield. I believe we're looking at 45 entities, trying to fill them, trying to get trained people to help in emergencies. So the governor appointed me after I had a few training sessions and worked with county on the position, so I fulfilled that. I actually have a deputy. My deputy emergency management coordinator is Bob Wilson. Bob's a good manager. He runs the glass plants at Brockway, so he's got good leadership skills, being a past fire chief sure helps. So that's what we do. That's what we have in place. We're here to work with the county emergency management agency to provide the public with the service they need in emergencies.
Yeah, and it should be noted that you make a great point. Every municipality has or should have one of these coordinators. DuBois has one as well, and it's Mr. Scott Farrell, who also runs the water department, as I understand, at the city. So
yeah, Scott just called me last week. We did have a power or a water outage at the mall, and you know that communications is a must, and it's a key. And Scott's a good LEMC.
Yeah. So let's start with when did you first get involved in this? Had to have been a while ago.
Yeah. You know, my mom gave me a trait. You know, I like to talk about this because it all comes back to community and family and, you know, your neighbors. She gave me a trait to care about people, that my mom's a loving person. So, you know, always in the back of my mind, I always wanted to help somebody. I always wanted to have the capacity to help people because they would help me. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, I got hired. I was in the service. Got some pretty good leadership management skills in chaotic situations. Retired from the service, come back, got offered to fight fire here in Pennsylvania, wildfire. So they progressed me up through leadership and management on wildfire in the state. We decided to go all hazards management. So they threw me in that position in the state. And muddled my way through enough to where they figured I could do that nationally. So helping a lot of people when they need help. So that's where I'm at today. Continue to learn and grow more.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate your service, sir. And thank you for taking on this important, very important role in our community. So let's, I guess, I guess we're fortunate in the sense, as I've grown up, we haven't had a major emergency. I think we had a tornado one time when I was a kid. But what happens? I know that's what you worry about. So what happens if we have a major catastrophe this afternoon?
That's a good question. You know, I'm really glad we're here to talk about this because it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, I just talked to you earlier about Texas. Texas had a million-acre wildfire. Evacuate. And where do these people go to? You know, what do they do? And, you know, how do they prepare? And so we're going to get back to talking about what to do in case we do have an emergency.
Right.
So everybody on their radios and their TVs, you know, they always hear the emergency alert systems. And, you know, I think yesterday we had wind events or something across the bottom of the screen on your TV.
Right.
What that's called is Integrated Public Alert Warning System, IPAWS. Everybody gets it. You get it on your phone. I think we had a national test last fall.
Right.
You know, Amber Alerts, you get on your phone. So the government's going to put out whatever's specific to you under that IPAWS program.
Sometimes it annoys people, but it's actually extremely important.
Oh, it is. You know, it goes to the media, it goes to TV, it goes to messaging and the phones. So that's very critical to get that word out. So if we're going to have a major storm coming, we know we have a major storm. You know, they had just had 10 feet of snow in California. They know they're going to have issues. So really, we're going to alert you. We're going to alert you with special weather statements. We're going to alert you with weather watches and then warnings. So you need to know what to do. We need to know what to do in case of emergency. Social media plays a big role now on also the Sandy Township has a police Facebook page and a municipal authority page that we can get the word out there too if we do have power. So they're going to tell you what to do. We're going to let you know. County's control is going to trip their alarm systems. We're going to start getting the fire, police, and EMS out to whatever we need to do. We're going to let you know where to evacuate to under this IPAWS system. 106.5 would also tell you, you know, let's go to the Baptist Church. We're going to open that up for everybody. Working with the schools, you know, that's a huge hurdle that we overcame. Talking to the new administrator. They're going to open up the schools for us, user transportation. They're really looking forward to helping the community. And I
which
think
is a big
huge.
Deal, right?
Oh,
I mean, you just had this happen, right? You had a meeting not too long ago.
That's right.
That says that we'll open up our local schools to be a safe place.
There's things that we got to do. You know, we have to look at the children. We have to look at the situation. But you know, help is there. So the county's going to page out the fire department, you know, whatever, Bill Beers at 36 or Steve Dunlap at 38.
Yep.
You know, we're talking people here. We're talking John Urin and Rob Bergeson at North Point, my friend Joe Runyon, and of course, the department chief, Jason Runyon. They're the ones that are going to respond. They're the ones that are going to help you evacuate. The police are the only ones that have the official authority to evacuate people.
Yeah, and we're talking more Sandy just as an example, but
yeah,
that would
the
be the same
police,
in Dubois
correct.
With our
state
great
police.
Fire department and our police. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So we're going to tell you where you need to evacuate to. We found out in the past that most people will go to their relatives outside the area if it's a flood or we have power issues here. So the percentage is not real high, but we want to be able to offer them the opportunity to have warming shelters if it's cold, a place to relax and eat. We do have an emergency Red Cross shelter here at Treasure Lake Church.
Oh, okay.
And we've been working with them off and on. So the network's in place locally. You know, we have our civic people, our businesses are going to help. Of course, the Red Cross will be here eventually. Salvation Army's a huge asset. So. We're going to let you know. We're going to let you know what's open, and we'll get you there.
Yeah, and I would say that it should be noted that this also comes from the county. So we do have an emergency management director. I understand it's Scott Mignot.
Correct,
and
correct.
You obviously know and work with Scott. It's important to know this, right? So there's an actual building that you go to. Scott would be there. The team would be there in Clearfield. if something happens.
Yeah, you know, this is really something to talk about. The normal person just doesn't know this exists. You know, they know we're going to release water from Bimini Lake or Kyle Lake. We got a major rain event coming, a 100-year event, which we did have in Clearfield a while back. So we need to know what to do. We need to know what to do beforehand. We need to be prepared. And so the county, Clearfield County 911 Emergency Management, they're tasked with this. That's their responsibility, and their duties are to be prepared for everything. We have Dave McClure down there now, who's the director of the agency. Jeremy Ruffner is their 911 director, and Scott Mignot, who I work with closely in emergency management. So,
right.
So they're the ones that are going to pull the plug. They're the ones that are going to let people know what we need to do, where we need to go. We do have an emergency operations center. When we do need help, when we do need resources, we'll open that center up. We'll bring in support functions, Penelec, a water company, National Guard, the Red Cross, even DCNR, even the forestry people. Mm. So you know, we'll be available and ready when we need to move this thing up. Hopefully we can keep it at the local level. But once we need those additional resources through the county, through the state, and through the national efforts, that's what we'll do.
Yeah, and that would just be a totally different scenario once it hits that level. I think, to my knowledge, we really haven't had that in my lifetime yet. Yeah. Not in Dubois, yeah, per se, but we've seen it around the country. You're seeing it right now in Texas. Certainly everyone can remember Katrina hitting Louisiana and the devastation and what it took from our federal government to make that happen. I know we've talked about it. It really comes down to us locally being ready.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I remember the old days, Mike, we were talking about, you know, Dad used to throw a bag of sand in the back,
yeah,
of the car, the
yeah,
old big station wagon, you know,
that's right,
Griswold mobile, and and you know, a shovel, and you know, we always had Spam sandwiches and Kool-Aid, or you know, we were ready.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we fired the siren up here a while back. I think, you know, we had a civil defense siren. It finally broke down, but that was the whole reason. It was our Russian invasion, you know, and nuclear issues in this world. We were ready. We prepared. And I think we kind of lost that. I think we've kind of lost that government entitlement that they're going to take care of us here in Sandy Township and Dubois, and they may. They'll eventually get to us. But it's us. It's you and me. It's checking on the elderly, and we'll talk about that in a minute. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Right.
We need to take care of each other. There's not going to be anything here for a while. You know, we'll try to get the Red Cross here. We'll try to get Salvation Army up. We'll get our shelters and our warming centers opened up. The fire department's huge with this. So, you know, it's us. It's up to us to take care of each other for a while until we can figure out what resources we're going to get. If this is a regional or a state or national event, now we're really going to struggle to get resources that we need. So a lot of things to think about in the world today, and it's a tough thing to think about. But we had a flood here a while back, and I don't know if 10 years ago, I always say that. You know, we did have to evacuate. We did have to close roads, and we did have a lot of damage. And you know, we had FEMA come in to help us and PEMA come in to help us. But county, you know, they were the key. They were the ones that pulled everything for us to get it here. So something we need to think about. You need to think about having water. You need to think about having some food. If we lose power today, which we're going to, Mike, you just talked about we haven't had anything happen in a while. Cyber attack is going to get us. I hate to be a doom and gloom guy here, but
sure,
we just lost Facebook the other day.
The world almost ended. The world almost ended.
It's going to happen. So, yeah, it did. And so what do we do? I mean, you know, what do we do if there's no communications, if there's no power, if there's no cell coverage? And it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, I'm more concerned about the cyber attack side of the fence than I am the natural disasters.
Absolutely.
I think we know they're coming and we can prepare for them.
Right.
But, you know, we've learned with the active shooter, and we've learned, you know, with shelter in place and, you know, run, hide, and fight and stuff you don't want to think about.
No, but I'm glad that people like you do think about it, because we do need to be prepared. So it's really important.
Yeah.
I want to get back to something, though, because there is actually an answer to your question at some level. What does Larry Bickle do and the county do when there is no power? I know we talked about different things.
You know, it's I always explore avenues to help people. And you know, again, we're going back to caring about each other. You know, that's a trait we all should have. Everybody has these radios. Everybody used to have a transistor radio. Remember, we had what was it, shortwave?
Yeah.
You know, you could listen to China or Japan, you know. So that was our medium. That was, if the world come to an end, that's the only way we could communicate. So, but the technology's got better today. Everybody actually has communications. You know,
right.
We have them on our phones. These little radios you have, these little Motorolas and little ones you buy at Walmart with the little fixed antenna, that's a family radio service. Everybody has those. And believe it or not, that's the key. That's going to be the key to communications when we lose power and we lose cell service, because the Federal Communications Commission come up with a little better radio that you have to have a license, which I do, and I believe the township's working with me to get a base station and some of these handheld radios. Are just like super radios. They're a little 10 times stronger than these little ones we have. So we're going to use a GMRS. It's called the Group Mobile Radio Service, and we're going to be able to communicate with everybody that has those little radios, and everybody has them.
Mm.
And every hour on the hour, we'll say that, you know, Red Cross is set up here. We're opening up this shelter here. And not only that, these group mobile radio systems have repeaters. They hit towers around the local areas. So I can contact the ham radio operators, and I'm kind of glad we're talking about that. They can reach out to the world. We have some people in Treasure Lake right now that have every frequency you know on the radio.
So would you tell everybody to get a ham radio?
No, I would tell everybody if they have these little handheld radios.
Get these handheld radios?
Just have them, yeah. Everybody has
them. We all have a cell phone, but they might be pointless when this happens.
It's, you know, we're going to lose power. We're going to lose cell service. So how do we communicate? And we talked about the communications, and once we can coordinate our communications and we can cooperate through that, you know, we can get these three C's done. And so this group mobile radio system is just another tool that anybody can use that's inexpensive to get notified. And if it ever comes to that, and I hope it doesn't, but we do have a system. So I do have ham operators in Treasure Lake.
All right.
That would reach out to Pima, would reach out to the Red Cross, and we'd be able to tell people what's going on and, you know, what's coming up. So
yeah, it's great to know that we have that. I don't, but like you said, people aren't thinking about that, but we do have it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to happen. You know, it's funny. People are going to say, oh, the world just come to an end. My phone doesn't work.
Right.
The TV doesn't work. I have no power. It's the middle of winter. What do I do? And this is what you need to know. You need to know what to do, you know, and to be proactive versus reactive. You know, it's going to be chaos. You know, we need the roads open. We talked about that earlier, too. When we have these emergencies and we have these issues, stay off the roads.
Right.
We need emergency apparatus to come through. We need public works to clear the roads, the trees, the snow. You know, we need help. So stay home. Listen to your radios. Listen to 106.5. You know, really, I mean,
yeah.
We'll get through this. The community will get through this. All over the country, I do this. And it starts with the community and it ends with the community. Sometimes it might be a day. Sometimes it may be a month in Alaska.
Absolutely.
So pretty crazy.
You mentioned this, the three C's. Do you want to explain that to my listeners?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of things I always talked about. You know, the six P's, you know, is a big one. It was proper prior planning prevents poor performance. Sometimes people throw the 7 P in there, but, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be prepared.
Yep.
For at least a couple of days. We always ask people, you know, be prepared. The three C's, I always bring up national stuff, you know. And so if you can communicate with somebody and you can coordinate those communications, if you can actually talk to somebody in a position to help, then they're going to coordinate your efforts. Like, where are we going to go? What are we going to bring? And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to cooperate. Then everybody's going to have to, you know, play ball. They're going to have to, you know, this is what we have. This is where we're at today. So
So communication,
cooperate
and coordinate.
Right. And you know, they may not come that way, but
right.
those three C's are huge. Everybody always talked about, my wife always said, you never listen to me. You know, I like levity every once in a while, even in this stuff. You got to listen, and you got to be clear and concise. We always talk about that, communications. A few other things, if we have time.
We do have time. I'll tell you what, sir. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. And because, believe it or not, this is going fast, but very important. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with Larry Bickle. Contact on Connect FM is brought to you in part by Lifespan Family Services for local adoption and foster care services.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Welcome back to Contact on Connect FM. I'm your host, Michael Clement, having a great, fascinating conversation with Mr. Larry Bickle of... He's our local emergency management coordinator for Sandy Township, but we're talking about what happens during an emergency. I know we only have about 4.5 minutes, sir. I want to get your thoughts on two things. One, like all the groups that have come together in our community to help, and then I know you want to stress about reaching out to the elderly.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I talked to just about everybody I could. I'm a talker, and I like to get things done. So, you know, I called the First United Methodist Church here in town, and the First Baptist Church, Dubois Christian Schools, Tri-County Church, Dubois Catholic Schools, Christ the King, Penn State Dubois. Of course, we talked about the fire departments, Dubois Central Catholic Schools, Dubois Village, you know, all the long-term care facilities. We talk, those three C's.
Which is great.
So. You know, they're all willing to help. We're all willing to get through this together. So I think that's really a plus for
us. It is a plus, and we appreciate all those.
Yeah, when you walk down the street, that little corner church down the street, they're going to be your savior.
Absolutely.
You know, they're going to be your help, and so we need to think about that.
So we appreciate all those organizations reaching out and helping out in case of emergency. But I know you want to stress checking up on your neighbor and the elderly.
You know, and back to that, if I missed anybody, I'm sorry, but, you know, everybody's willing to help here.
Absolutely.
And they do that selfishly. The one thing I miss nationally is I miss the elderly. With social media, with all the phones and the iPhones and iPads, everybody's informed today.
Right.
But I found out nationally that we're missing our huge target audience is the elderly. The infirm, the non-ambulatory people, that's who we need to check on. We need to check on them right now. We need to go across the street and knock on their doors, make sure they have power and food and they're okay. And where can we get them to and how can we get them there? So that's our treasure in this country is our elderly. And
absolutely.
We really need to think about them first.
And we do have a huge population right here of elderly in our area.
Yeah.
So very, very important. Mr. Bickle, I feel like we could talk about this for hours because it's so important, but we are running out of time. Is there any last thoughts that you have for our people?
I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank you. I want to thank 106.5, Mike, and I want to thank you for having me today. I think this is very important that we continue this communications. I'm willing to reach out to anybody. I'm willing to sit down and talk with everybody on how we can save lives and property. So, and I want to thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. And we want to thank you. Larry Bickle, this is a volunteer position, but an extremely important one. You're the local emergency management coordinator for Sandy Township. You work with our coordinator, Scott Farrell, in Dubois, and it goes on up to the county and then to the state and then to the federal level. But as you've stressed, it all begins here and is all local. So we just greatly appreciate your service to our community. Before I let you go, how do people get a hold of you? Can they do that somehow?
Yeah, you sure can. Bickel. LARRY72@gmail.com. I'm willing to answer anybody. I'm willing to help anybody here. So, feel free to go ahead and email me. Call county. call County Control, they can always get in contact with me too.
Well, absolutely. I know I'll be calling you because I now need to make sure I'm prepared. So we really appreciate it, sir. And thank you for all that you do for our community.
Thank you, Mike.